The deceased have been identified by the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner today after conducting autopsies. Those people have been identified. I'll start with the three that are inside the residence. 72-year-old Robert Eager and 62-year-old Patricia Eager, who are the homeowners at the 1459 Augusta Road residence. Also inside was 62-year-old Cynthia Eaton. Outside in the barn was located 66-year-old David Eaton. The Office of the Chief Medical Examiner determined that all died of gunshot wounds and were determined to be homicides. As the state police detectives and evidence response team members are arriving on scene, police departments from Yarmouth, Falmouth, and Cumberland are responding to Interstate 295 to assist state troopers that are assigned to Troop I with multiple vehicles and people being shot by gunfire. At about 10:44, a vehicle was located on the exit ramp of exit 15 of I-295 southbound ramp. Shortly after that, around 10:15, a search of the area, a 34-year-old male by the name of Joseph Eaton was found in a wooded area not far from the vehicle, believed to be his vehicle. Joseph Eaton is the son of Cynthia and David Eaton, two of the deceased found at the 1459 Augusta Road address in Bowdoin. And after some interviews were conducted at the scene, we learned that three southbound vehicles were struck by gunfire and one northbound vehicle was struck by gunfire. Three people were transported to Maine Medical Center with gunshot wounds, and two of them were non-life-threatening, and one of them, the individual, still in critical condition. Mr. Eaton was then taken by major crimes detectives and Portland police officers to the Portland Police Department, where he gave a confession and admitted to killing his parents and his parents' friends. He admitted to killing his parents, David and Cynthia, and their friends, Robert and Patricia, in the residence at 1459 Augusta Road in Bowdoin. He had also admitted that he shot at the vehicles on Interstate 295 because he thought he was being followed by police officers.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.